I cried the whole walk home. The braces were thick and offensive and silver and ruined everything. I would never get a boyfriend now. Whilst packing for Chichester, I tried to conjure up some homesickness. There were not that many people I could talk to about the sadness or weirdness of being rejected everywhere else, so I had no choice but to work in a really far away old people's home. I had to deal with it on my own, like when you trap your finger in the door and no one's home and only the walls hear your scream. It was my first real life, proper, actual paid job, and I didn't care what my friends thought. I was going to look after the elderly, feed them, talk to them, wash them, generally be their mate, sort of. My friend Lotta had already successfully spread a rumour around about me that I was going to be an undertaker, but I think she was confused because I have quite a strong upper body and her brain had mangled the idea of death and me being a loser into a confused, deadly coffin. At my new job, nobody would care that I had the braces. They wouldn't ask about the scar and the green bruises and the curling snail trail of stitches across my forehead. They would accept me because they were old people. I might even make friends.